How has life been treating you lately? Has it been the same? Has it been different? Has there been more stress? Has there been less stress? Or has there been different kinds of stress? How have all the changes around the world affected us as we now cope with a new standard of living? Are we accepting to the fact that things like this have to happen? That things will not be getting any better in the long run? And can we really see now how greatly we need God in our lives if we haven't realized that already? We really are placing our lives into his hands. And for that reason alone, knowing that God is in control, we may be content in our lives now with what we have, but the time will come when our complacency will really be put to the test, since all we have will have to be set free. We're going to have to let go of it. And we need to be prepared to give up everything material. Maybe there's a good reason why we aren't living with lots of money, we're not living in luxurious mansions, fancy expensive cars, no worries or monetary setbacks on having to travel anywhere at any time in our private jets, having more wealth than we know what to do with. Now, if anybody actually falls in one of those categories I just listed, I'd like to talk with you. No. But even all this can be too distracting. Could it prevent us from focusing on what is more important in this physical life of ours? And if we are in this category, as I mentioned, how would we feel if we are put to the test? What were the famous words that Christ said to the rich ruler in Matthew 19, verse 21? If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. That's from the NIV translation. But even though this rich ruler was actually asking Christ, what can he do to become perfect? We don't even see that these days with people who are rich and think they are better off and don't need any help at all. But even that right there was already a problem. That which is more important is eternal life, which replaces all things physical. And that is exactly what Christ was trying to convey to the rich ruler, who obviously put his possessions as his idol, which was deemed more important to him than eternal life. Or maybe because he couldn't quite comprehend what Christ was actually talking about. The human mind can't comprehend that which is spiritual. You know, we believe by what we read in the Bible, through the testaments and proof by what the Bible reveals, and it all starts to make sense when we live by what the Bible reveals through the obeying of God's laws. When our faith is put to the test, when going through trials, as we lay everything into God's hands and how he has provided in many various ways, this is how we know that God is living with us. It is a great feeling, however, when we are content in our lives with what we have, not having to worry financially or even physically or emotionally, especially when we know that God is there with us. And when we can confidently place everything into his hands as he guides and directs our paths, it makes it a little bit easier. Of course, it would be nice to have a little bit more, but we really need to worry when things don't pan out the way we are hoping for. Notice Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We also read in Matthew 6 that we don't need to worry about anything, that God has everything under control for us. And in verse 33, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, what is the most important thing that we need to consider, that we need to apply? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added to you. This is what we need to do first and foremost. We need to have that in our mindset, seeking first the kingdom of God and everything that it entails. We are told to do this first, for we are the first fruits to God's calling. And we have the first chance to be in his family and to have everlasting life. And this right there could be something that we forget about from time to time when we are overwhelmed in our busy lives or when taking priority in physical pleasures by being too content. But just like everything else in life, we need to have balance. Being content all by itself is not a bad thing, but depending on where we are content and where we are complacent, that is something we need to consider. Sure, we may be content with what we have and in the way we live, but when we start becoming too nonchalant with our talents and responsibilities, and also thinking that we have a lot of time left before Christ returns, we could begin to develop that lackadaisical, lukewarm character. And once we get into that kind of a character, into that comfort zone, it could be quite challenging to get out of it. We lose focus on the bigger picture, and slowly but surely we start to stray from our number one priority, which is seeking the kingdom of God first. Instead of thinking about that, so swaying into the things that we may consider more important at the time being, let's say, giving into other things, which could be anything. Could be our jobs, could be our possessions, could be money, could be sports, hobbies, could be people, families, pets, food, alcohol, vacation, sleep, could be anything. But any of these things can become a distraction if it affects our relationship with God and our purpose, which is why a good balance is important. Using the gift of the Holy Spirit, which you heard about this morning, how important it is to have the Holy Spirit apply in our lives. But using this wisely is expected, and it is also our responsibility to be diligent and fruitful about it. Again, knowing that God is guiding and directing us to perfection, and also knowing that all we have is due to his mercy and his generosity, is a valid reason why we can be content in our lives, physically. But we should also be prepared mentally as we patiently wait for Christ's return. God has given us everything, and he deserves much in return. So let us show him from our heart how grateful we are for that, and we will see how he will reward us.